King Renly is the crowned and anointed lord of all the seven kingdoms, my lady, Sir Colin answered, though courteously enough. His grace is encamped with his host near Bitterbridge, where the Rose Road crosses the Mander. It shall be my great honour to escort you to him. The knight raised a mailed hand, and his men formed a double column, flanking Catelyn and her guard. Escort or captor, she wondered. There was nothing to be done but trust in Sir Colin's honour and Lord Renly's. They saw the smoke of the camp's fires when they were still an hour from the river. Then the sun came drifting across farm and field and rolling plain, indistinct as the murmur of some distant sea, but swelling as they rode closer. By the time they caught sight of the Mander's muddy waters glinting in the sun, they could make out the voices of men, the clatter of steel, the whinny of horses. Yet neither sun nor smoke prepared them for the host itself. Thousands of cook fires filled the air with a pale smoky haze. The horse lines alone stretched out over leagues. A forest had surely been felled to make the tall staffs that held the banners. Great siege engines lined the grassy verge of the Rose Road. Mangonels and trebuchets and rolling rams mounted on wheels taller than a man on horseback.